One. Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn, and as always, go to DurangoBusiness.org for any of the Chamber's upcoming events. And I'm here with George Glass with Mountain Hyperbarics. How are you, George?
Great, Jack. It's good to hear you. And yes, we get to see one another while we're doing this, but everybody else will be hearing it on radio.
Yeah, we're doing this pre-recording via Zoom, and I want to ask, how long, start this up, how long has Mountain Hyperbarics been in Durango?
Mountain Hyperbarics is, we opened up in 2018 in Durango. Previously, it was located up in Frisco, Colorado. There's a definite backstory between on how we came to opening up Mountain Hyperbarics here. But previously, it had spent 7 years up in Frisco, Colorado, and we essentially purchased that business in 2018 after a personal experience with what hyperbarics could do in the healing process.
Yeah, and I'm curious, what is hyperbarics exactly? I always think of the big shell chamber that you get in. So what is the equipment that's used?
So, well, hyperbarics really is, you can break it down into two different categories. There is a hard shell medical grade chamber. We have that. We mainly do medical treatments in that, but we also have a mild or soft-sided chamber as well at a lower atmospheric pressure. So really, it's very simple what hyperbarics does, hyperbaric oxygen therapy. So the pressure that's used during the course of a session or treatment, what that does is it dramatically reduces inflammation throughout the body. And then we are maximizing the oxygenation of the blood supply, essentially. And that blood supply is able to carry nutrients, including oxygen, into areas in the body where otherwise it wouldn't be able to access because of the inflammatory process being present. So that's really kind of, that's the down and dirty.
Yeah.
That's what it does. It doesn't matter whether we are treating somebody who has altitude sickness in a single session in a mild hyperbaric chamber, or if we're treating somebody in a long-term treatment for something such as a traumatic brain injury, macular degeneration, immune system disorders, et cetera.
Well, so there's a lot of things that the hyperbaric chamber can help with, from, you know, whether it's recovering from a surgery, sports injury, or as you mentioned, you know, altitude sickness. I would assume too, even helping with COVID when that, you know, when that was running prevalent, just to get, you know, more oxygenated blood throughout your body. So let me ask you, because I know when I had my back surgeries and the second surgery follow-up, because I was scar tissue, and we're talking about, you know, getting blood supply to that area, obviously the hyperbaric could benefit me.
When we're talking about injuries, injuries really fall into the category mainly, or injuries and or surgery, into the category of using medical hyperbarics. So the hard-sided chamber I was talking about a moment ago, because it is necessary to use a higher atmospheric pressure, which a mild or soft-sided chamber cannot reach. But what it does, it does two things in that instance when we're talking about recovering from injury or surgery. Number one, it dramatically expedites the healing process in wounds. We know that. We know that through research. We know that through experience. You see many hospitals that have hyperbaric units that are specific to that healing process, to include Mercy. Mercy has a hyperbaric clinic. It is specific to wound care, treating diabetic ulcers, et cetera. On the flip side of that, yes, if you're a healthy person, you went in and you had a knee replacement. You went in, as you spoke about, Jack, and you had a a lumbar surgery and you had an orthopedic procedure, mm-hmm. it's going to not only expedite the healing process by up to tenfold, but it is also going to heal when it comes to something that impacts bone. It's going to expedite the ossification process, so the production of bone. It does those two different things, and that is in addition to the fact that it reduces the post-surgical inflammation and allows those nutrients we were talking about earlier, where you're maximizing the oxygenation of the blood supply. It's allowing that to actually infiltrate that area around the surgical site, and it's carrying nutrients to expedite the healing process. The long and short of it in that is that what it does is actually increases your capillary beds. That's how it closes up a wound.
Okay. Now, and how long is a treatment? Am I in there for, an hour, 10 minutes? How long is the average treatment?
So the treatments with hyperbaric oxygen therapy in length for individual treatments is completely related to what is the atmospheric pressure we're using. So the differentiation is this. If we're putting somebody in a mild hyperbaric chamber, the soft-sided chamber, that is a one-size-fits-all. It is at a lower atmospheric pressure. It takes less time to pressurize the chamber. The treatment times in general stay the same. It's the pressurization process and depressurization process when somebody's in treatment that derives the length of treatment. So in the soft-sided chamber, you're going to be in the chamber for a total of about an hour and 10 minutes, give or take about 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
If we are treating somebody at the other end of the spectrum and they're coming in for some medical condition, such as post-surgically, it's going to be at a higher atmospheric pressure. The session, because it takes longer to pressurize the chamber and longer to depressurize it, that will actually move upwards of close to 2 hours, about an hour and 50 plus minutes for somebody to be treated at a higher atmospheric pressure.
And when you're in the chamber, then do you feel different, from the body? Do you feel that pressure? I mean, you're pulling G-forces? What's that experience?
So that's a question that people ask all the time.
Yeah.
What does it feel like while you're in there? What does it feel like on the body? What does it feel like? And I think the best response that I've ever had is, it feels like a big hug.
Yeah.
So if you think about it, really, it's a giant full body hug. The pressure is actually exerting pressure on the entire body while you're in the chamber. So that really is the best analogy that I've heard from patients who are going in and out of that. And certainly in personal experience, I've had that too. I would say, yes, that's exactly what it feels like.
And who couldn't use a hug, right? I mean,
exactly.
Yeah. Now, so what if somebody's claustrophobic, and I I'm fine with MRIs, but I have friends that are like, oh yeah, that bothered me. So what do you do if someone's apprehensive and with that? Because I'm sure that's something that you have dealt with.
Absolutely. That very question comes up all the time. People come in and they say, is this like an MRI? I said, no, your inner chamber is much larger than an MRI machine. It is quiet. The only thing you hear is the humidifier that's humidifying the air, the oxygen that you're breathing. You have portals in it. So you have windows that are in it. It is lit. And again, much larger than an MRI machine. And you can actually move around in the chamber as much as the chamber will allow. We even have people who are doing their PT exercises while they're in the chamber. They're reading a book. They're doing their crossword puzzle or a Sudoku. The only thing you can't do is bring electronics in the chamber. However, there is actually plenty you can do, including therapeutic rest or sleep while you're in there.
Wow, I was going to say, I think I would, take a nap. So you can turn if you wanted, you could turn on your side and, move around that way. From the sounds of it.
Yes, you're only limited by the size of the chamber. The medical grade chamber is 4 feet in diameter by 8 feet long. You can move anywhere. You can sit up against the side of the chamber. You can lay down, lay on your side. And again, yeah, we have people who are in there for work. And I'll use an example. If we're working with somebody who comes in and they're recovering from a traumatic brain injury or post-concussive syndrome, they're working with other forms of potentially manual dexterity exercises in that, and they'll do those exercises while they're in the chamber. And actually, if you look on our website right now, we have a young woman who we're treating who's in there with an attendant. So the chambers are actually, that particular chamber is actually large enough for us to put two people in. Whoever the person being treated and an attendant, and you'll see that they're playing a great game of Uno while they're in the chamber.
Nice, nice. Well, it's kind of, I'm thinking of the when you're, scuba divers that, get bends and they come up to the surface too quick and they don't, depressurize. And I'm sure, this is kind of reminding me of that. Now, I want to ask too, so I don't forget, your veterans program. Tell me about that.
Oh, our veterans program we've been working with now for about 4 years. We collaborate with a not-for-profit organization called America's Mighty Warriors. They have a specific program called Healing Our Heroes. In that program, we know through a tremendous amount of not only research, but obviously case studies and our own experience that if you use hyperbarics to treat a traumatic brain injury, as we brought up a moment ago, post-concussive syndrome, and actually PTSD, which of course is something that, we're not just talking about in the military, but now actually even post-COVID, really, with folks where there's a PTSD factor, particularly for people who are hospitalized, intubated, et cetera, as a result of it. What we know is that hyperbarics in this baseline treatment that we do will help to heal the brain. So it definitely impacts the brain cells as much as it does in the case of wound care, where you're talking about everything from the epidermal down deep. So what this program does for veterans is if you have a VA record of a traumatic brain injury, post-concussive syndrome, and or PTSD, and this organization has allowed us to stretch that envelope a little bit for what we treat. If they come in for treatment, they pay 100% of the treatment cost
Oh,
for
nice.
veterans. And we do have a couple of interviews and testimonials on our site from veterans who've been in the program.
And if people want to learn more about the hyperbaric, not only for veterans, but just everything, scheduling, I assume that's all on your website. And what is the website?
Website is Straightforward Mountain Hyperbarics dot com. Sorry, that's our
That's all
email
right.
address we went into. Yes, it's the same for our email address, mountainhyperbarics.com. It's all in small. It's all small, Mountain Hyperbarics all together. It's easy to find on the web, will pop up rather easily. There's a tremendous amount of information on our website that has research to support. If there's not research specific to a condition that you may be interested in treating, I actually go on the web, look at the known and well-known research sites such as the NIH and PubMed, and that I look at what's available out there for research that actually supports the use of hyperbarics for particular conditions.
Yeah. Well, George, I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me on Chamber Chat. And again, mountainhyperbarics.com is the website. Check it out and do a little do yourself a favor and learn about the I'm gonna say the medical advances and what hyperbarics can do for you. And I am going to be calling you after my next surgery.
I'll hold you to that, Jack.
All right. Thanks again. And we got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.